Good afternoon, folks. This is Kimberly Jessica reporting in live today from Hollywood, California for iHeartRadio, the Glam Reports radio show, and the Huffington Post. We are truly excited today because we have a young lady on the line with us. You know, we're all about beauty. I mean, hello, this is the Glam Reports radio show. Beauty, fame, and business is what we're about. So, you know, we're all about highlighting people that are either doing one of those things. They either are famous for doing something fabulous, they're in business and they're doing something fabulous, or they're in the beauty business and they're doing something fabulous. So we're really excited because we have a young lady that basically started her pageant career in 2010, and since then she's went on and won various state and national titles. She currently holds a very prestigious title called the National Woman of Achievement pageant title, and she, in the past, she has held the title of Miss Greater New York America. She's competed in the Mrs. New York America. She's been in the Petite Haisley Corp, where she literally won the Petite pageant there. This lady, she takes beauty to another level. Her personality matches what she does, and she is the business of beauty in an ethical, honorable way. And we are so excited to have her on iHeartRadio Glam Reports with us. Of course, you can also check us out on iTunes. You can find the Glam Reports there. But I'm really excited today to have none other than on the line with us, Tanya Carol Eldemeyer. Tanya, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much for that fantastic introduction. I'm so honored to be part of this and share just my experience over the last few years, specifically just winning this new title, Woman of Achievement. So thank you.
Oh, Tanya, the pleasure is all ours. I mean, Tanya, you're in the business of beauty, and here you are with the fame aspect of it, you know, sharing the fame aspect. Now you are sharing with the world what it took to get to where you are. So, Tanya, what made you decide that you wanted to be in the world of pageant?
You know, it was something that really just kind of took me by surprise. I didn't start in pageantry until I was 40 years old, and
wow.
I started in the Mrs. division, and really it was something that I didn't think I could ever do because I was 40 years old, because I'm not, you know, your typical, what people would imagine as a beauty queen. And when I learned a lot about the Mrs. divisions and how these women are mothers, they're wives, they're business women, they're philanthropists, they're doing so much in the community, and they're just real powerful women, I realized that that was something that I wanted to try. And when I competed in my first Mrs. pageant at age 40, it was nothing like I had ever imagined. It was life-changing because of what it did for me internally. Helped me to really just kind of find myself and really dig deep and realize who I was and who I wanted to present to the world and what I could offer to the world. And I met such amazing, accomplished women, and it just took off from there, and it just became something that I've been involved in for the past 6 years.
Wow. How has it changed your life, Tanya?
I feel that in pageantry, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what it is and why people are involved in pageantry. And for me, it wasn't about necessarily winning on stage, winning a trophy or winning a title. It was about me identifying who I was, and it changed how I perceived myself, and it made me really think about who I wanted to be, what my priorities are, what's important to me, and how I can make a difference. And so as I started to continue to prepare myself for pageantry, those were things that just really started to embed in who I was, and being able to make a difference through various platforms and various community service, it just really gave me a whole new perspective on life and what's important and how I can make a difference. And that was something that was so important to me that I didn't realize how much of a difference I could make. And being a title holder really showed that to me. It forced me to be the best me, the best Tanya Eldemeyer that I could possibly be. And so it forced me to start to think about how can I improve? How can I empower other women? And it was just a whole line of thinking that just was elevated through pageantry.
Wow, Tanya, that's amazing. Let me ask you this. What did you do before? What was your line of work before you went into the pageant industry?
Well, I have actually been employed with a Fortune 50 company for the past 24 years. And so right out of college, I started my career, and I've been in various areas within that company from underwriting, claims, and most recently in human resources. So my full-time career is in human resources. And so along with working full-time, I also am a full-time title holder.
Wow, Tanya, you know, because you have a very human, relatable energy, and I said to myself, okay, she had to have done some sort of, you wear it, it's who you are, and I said to myself, okay, she has to be in something like social work or something where in counseling or something where, you know, she's interacting with people with, you know, in an environment, a community, but she definitely has the great language, the great posture, and are you a mom as well, Tanya, may I ask?
Yes, I have two stepsons, age 23 and 19.
Wow. So you were a full-time mom as well as full-time employed and full-time pageant holder.
Absolutely.
And wife, because you called the missus.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Wow. It's a lot on my plate, but every piece of it is so rewarding, and I wouldn't give up any piece of it.
You wouldn't change it for the world. Let me ask you this, Tanya. What are some of the challenges that you have experienced, being in so many different pageants? What were some of the lows that you experienced? Because, you know, we want the good, the bad, and the dirty. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a great question because this current title that I hold as Mrs. Elite U.S. Woman of Achievement is I found this pageant and really felt like this was the right system for me because of some of those lows that I've experienced in pageantry. And what a lot of people don't realize about pageantry is there are so many different systems to compete in. And sometimes you have to find the right system for you, and sometimes I've made choices where it wasn't the right fit. So, for example, one of the pageants, and you had mentioned it earlier, was the petite system. And the petite system is geared towards women 5'6", and shorter. And so when you are competing on a stage where there is no height requirement, but you're standing next to someone who is 6 feet tall and you're 5'2", sometimes that can leave an impression with the judges, negatively. And what I've realized is to think about what my purpose is, what's the purpose and mission of the pageant system, and what's their focus. And how can I be the best title holder for that system? And so what's the best fit for me? So I've been in pageants where there was a fitness portion, where swimsuit was involved. And as someone 46 years old, as we get older, it's harder to maintain a certain physique that usually does well in some pageant. And so knowing, as you mentioned, being a full-time wife and full-time employee and mom, you know, I don't have as much time to be in the gym. I don't have as much time to, you know, meal prep. So some of those things, when I realize I've done the best that I can do for myself and this is the best that I will look that's healthy for me and my body frame, But if that's not viewed as what that particular system is looking for, those were some moments when you had to take that critique and that feedback that, you know, it's disappointing sometimes. But there are some systems like Women of Achievement where, yes, it's important to be healthy, and that's the focus. The focus is on being healthy for you and having being confident in your own skin. So some of those low points were getting some feedback that I wasn't either expecting or that wasn't as encouraging as I would have liked it to be. But it actually made me stronger, and it actually made me a better person because it made me think about how do I take this feedback and how do I turn this into a positive to make me a better person.
Wow, you know, that's very powerful information. You know, even dealing, you know, working in the industry like I do, you know, people not even understanding when they just hear I'm a model. Well, what kind of model are you? Runway model where you have to be 5'9" and up? You know what I mean? At least
right.
A runway model. Are you a print model? Are you a commercial model? What kind of model are you? Are you
right.
a feet model? So it's really understanding what kind of modeling you want to go into. When I hear women say, oh, well, I'm only 5 feet and there's nothing out there for me, it makes me cringe because I'm 5 feet tall. I'm 4'11 and a half, actually, and there's plenty for us to go out there and do. There's plenty. A fashion photographer through Vogue Italia, there's plenty that you can be placed in that magazine, in that online site. There's plenty that, you know, just doing DIY articles and, you know, getting with the right agency that represents that particular market, there's plenty. So I think that, you know, you explaining this in a reality sense, not only from the glamour perspective, which you do, you have the glitz and the glamour, but at the same time, you are looking at the purpose of the pageant and how that fits into your life, your beliefs, and how is it going to strengthen you, as well as looking at the criteria and how, and if you can really fulfill those criteria. What advice, Tanya, would you give a young woman that is thinking about going into the beauty world such as you have?
The first thing that I think is important is for that person who is thinking about not just going into the beauty industry, but really going into anything, is really to identify what's your goal. What are you hoping to achieve and what are your priorities? And once you can nail that down and really identify what that is, it's about staying true to that goal, to that mission, to that purpose, and staying focused. I really believe that a lot of what you feel is important to you is what you need to stay true to, but also realizing that you may not always achieve that goal on the first try. And sometimes you have to take a detour, or you may find that the way that you thought you would achieve that goal may not be the way. But to really just think about, okay, what are my options and how do I get there? And it may be a journey because even just coming to this point in my life, this has been a journey. But everything that happened leading up to and that was included in that journey has really just led me to where I am today and has helped me to feel comfortable in where I am today.
Wow. Now, Tanya, can you give us a little bit of the pieces that you were excited about in being a part of this, you know, this pageant that you recently won? I mean, that's a huge deal. I mean, you had mentioned before that this pageant had, you know, the National Elite, you know, the National Women of Achievement, you know, that they had doctors and just these, you know, these very, you know, powerful women, you know.
Yeah.
What are some of the highlights that you, because, you know, I'm taking it that each pageant has its own personality, and it seems like this one was a really good fit for you. Can you give us some of the highlights that were there for you, Tanya?
Yeah, absolutely. So with this pageant, there was a panel interview with very distinguished panel of judges One of the judges, for example, was an author, a lawyer. The questions that were asked in this personal interview were really strong questions with substance that really I could tell that these judges really took this job of selecting the right person for this opportunity very, very seriously. That was one aspect that I really just walked away with and felt really good about. The other aspect of this pageant is that you have a separate opportunity and a separate interview just to speak on your platform. So we had 6 minutes to talk just about our platform, talk about what we've done with our platform, but also to build a display, highlighting various articles or items or pictures, which is very different than any other pageant. The other piece that I felt was a huge piece that really drew me to this system was not only were you competing at a pageant, but within the pageant there were workshops and networking events where we had speakers that were talking about empowering women and self-improvement. Those were things that no matter what happened, I could take away and really just be able to use those tools in my everyday life and to continue to build what I feel are things that I may have needed to work on. So a lot of enriching experiences throughout that. And finally, just the women that chose this pageant and chose to compete in this pageant were very distinguished, very accomplished women, but not only that, extremely supportive. And it was such an honor to stand on that stage with so many of those women and to feel the love and support from women that I just met that weekend. And I know that we'll remain in touch. I've already been in touch with a lot of them through social media and phone calls and texts. And so it was just an amazing experience, and this is just the beginning.
Tanya, that's truly amazing. It sounds like the experience was a personal development journey in and of itself. It really helped
absolutely.
You dig within who you are as a person, who you wanted to be, and how you wanted to show up in life, and how you wanted to affect those around you in a positive way, and display that along with the beauty aspect of it, which is completion of an entire unit. That's what I got from your brand.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this pageant really focused on, women being able to network, women who they wanted to recognize for just the outstanding work that they've done, whether it be in their career, in their homes, in their communities, and just continuing to give them that opportunity. And they uplifted us through that whole journey. So it was just an incredible experience. I feel so honored to be able to hold this title.
Wow. So, Tanya, now that you've won the title, what's next for Tanya?
Well, first and foremost, one of the reasons why this pageant was so important to me was to be able to speak about my platform, which is CASA, which is an acronym for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. I am actually a court-appointed CASA advocate, where I serve as an advocate for children who are now in foster care, who have been removed from their homes because of neglect and or abuse. So there are programs all across the country that I hope to be able to support throughout my reign, and as a national title holder to be able to have an impact and add some additional volunteers to CASA to be able to talk about the opportunities that are out there for people like me who'd like to get involved with CASA. And also there are other organizations that I'd love to be able to assist with and be able to promote. Of course, always really an opportunity to be able to promote the Women of Achievement pageant, because I feel like this has provided me with a lot of opportunity, and I hope to be able to empower women, help them to know what their strengths are and how they can make a difference through speaking engagements, through visiting schools, through interviews like this where I can talk about the opportunities, and hopefully people will feel comfortable to reach out to me and if they need support or have questions. But I really feel like this is just the beginning. I do see writing a book in my future. I do see some motivational speaking in my future. But I feel like it's endless. This is just the beginning.
Wow. This is just the beginning. So, Tanya, in wrapping up, what last-minute things do you want to share, any words of wisdom, and how can we get in touch with you?
Words of wisdom. I could say that if I can do this, anyone can do this. It's about believing in yourself, believing that if something doesn't go the way you expected it to, there's a reason for that. It's all part of the journey, but to stay vigilant, to stay on course, and to think about what your priorities are, what your goals are, and stick with it, reach out, network, lean on others that may be able to support you, and just go for it. You will never know unless you go for it. One of the things that I always tell myself is, you know, if you don't try, you'll never know. And one of the things that I believe in life is that I never want to live with regrets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I just go for it. And in terms of being able to get a hold of me, I am very active on social media. So I have a Facebook page, which is 2017 Mrs. Elite U.S. Woman of Achievement, Tanya Eldemeyer. I'm also on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram. And I also have an email address that you can reach me at, which is 2017 Mrs. Elite USWOA at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And I am definitely available through any of those forms of media for questions, for bookings, for speaking engagements, and anything else that you feel may help you to achieve your goals.
Wow. Well, you know what? I just want to thank you so much for interviewing with us today here on the Glam Reports radio show, featured on iTunes and iHeartRadio and multiple other radio platforms as well as the Huffington Post. We can't wait to do our article about you over there. We are definitely fans. We want the world to know that we have been fans of Tanya since 2011. We've been watching her since 2011, and we love Tanya. We just want to make that very clear right out here, out in Hollywood, California, where I interview the biggest celebrities in the world. I want you to know that I'm a fan of Tanya Eldemeyer. That's what I want you to know. Tanya, thank you so much. And I apologize if I butchered your name. Lord knows I hate when people butcher mine,
okay.
So please forgive me. But you guys know who I'm talking about. She's right here on the phone with me. Tanya, I just want to thank you so much for interviewing with us today. I can't wait to get some beauty tips from you, quick beauty tips. You know, can you just give us just a quick beauty tip on how to prepare to be a pageant winner, a beauty winner? Can you just give us two tips? Just two, please. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
How can we, like, finish a call without getting something from you, from the beauty department?
Oh, my God. One of my favorite beauty tips of all is, regardless of what makeup you have on or don't have on. If you have lashes, you're fabulous. And if you have great lip gloss, you're fabulous. Also, great skincare. I can't tell you how many people will say that I don't look my age and I really focus on great skincare.
You don't. So, just so you know, you don't.
Thank you. And that's really important to me because, you know, what you put into your body really impacts, you know, what is on the outside of your body as well.
And I can attest to the lashes thing because, yes, I have long eyelashes and I get them done. They're individuals and I love my individuals and I wouldn't go to bed or wake up without them. And I could be at the gym and still walk out of there looking fabulous. And I always keep my lips with lip gloss and my skin is flawless. So, yes, I totally agree with everything that you just said. Tanya, thank you so much for giving us
billion dollar
beauty information. You are the bomb, girl. We love you.
Thank you, and I love you, too.
Thank you so much for interviewing with us, folks. This is Kimberly Jessica reporting in live today from Hollywood, California, the Glam Reports radio show and magazine, as well as with you can catch us on the Glam Reports radio show on iHeartRadio, as well as on iTunes and a host of other shows. Just Google the Glam Reports radio show, and you'll see where we are syndicated on several radio and podcasts. Platforms. Again, thank you so much, Tanya, for interviewing with us today, and we look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you.
Have a great day, beautiful.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye.
Bye-bye.